Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council approves road projects funded by optional 1% sales tax. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council last week approved several road maintenance projects funded through the optional 1% sales tax program. According to the Gillette News Record, S&S Builders was awarded a nearly $248,000 contract for the city's 2026 asphalt pothole repair project, which will address about 10 potholes across Gillette. Hard Drives Construction also received a roughly $330,000 contract for a chip seal project on portions of Box Elder Road, a treatment expected to extend the life of the pavement by 5 to 7 years. City Administrator Mike Cole told council members both projects came in under budget. The pothole project saved the city about $27,000, while the chip seal project came in nearly $211,000 under estimates. Those savings may be used to help fund other city projects later this year. The council also approved a contract with PCA Engineering to provide project management for the Achita Road construction project. Construction on that $5.3 million project was awarded earlier to Hot Iron Incorporated and is expected to begin this spring and continue into next fall. City officials say outside project management helps cover staffing needs during the busy summer construction season. All three measures passed the council unanimously. Legislature overrides some Gordon budget vetoes. Wyoming lawmakers have overridden several of Governor Mark Gordon's line item vetoes in the state budget while leaving others in place. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Senate voted Friday to override 7 of the governor's vetoes. The House then agreed with 4 of those, but failed to reach the required 2/3 majority on the remaining 3. One key veto that stood keeps funding intact for the Wyoming Business Council's $55 million Business Ready Communities program. The House fell just 1 vote short of overriding that veto. Another failed override means the University of Wyoming will not be required to produce a roadmap for $5 million in savings tied to part of its $40 million block grant. Lawmakers did successfully override several other vetoes, including one restoring the legislature's authority to determine the number of state employees in the executive branch. Gillette Representative John Baer, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, argued lawmakers have held that authority since the 1970s and said the issue is both policy and constitutional. House Speaker Chip Nyman urged lawmakers to return this week for additional votes on veto overrides for individual bills. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.